Thank you, Yi. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce our opening keynote speaker, especially with my glasses on so I can see what I'm reading. Jason Hart is the CTO of Data Protection at Gemalto. He previously was CTO and VP at SafeNet, leading their cloud solutions as a service offerings. Prior to SafeNet, he was the CEO and VP of sales at CryptoCard. He's a former ethical hacker and has over 17 years of experience in information security and has used his expertise to create technologies that ensure organizations stay one step ahead of the security game. His topic for his speech to us is digital disruption and the implications for cybersecurity and cryptography. Please join me in welcoming Jason Hart.
Thank you.
You know where they are.
So, good morning, everyone. Morning.
Good morning.
So my objective for the next 40 minutes is to give you an insight into digital disruption and how it's affecting every single part of our lives, be it personally or in the industry that we're in. For me, this is one of the biggest opportunities as an industry we've seen to date. However, the question I put to you is our industry today, right here, ripe for disruption? To reach an audience of 50 million people, it took radio 38 years. Does anyone remember long wave or medium wave radio? Yeah? Okay. I'm not that old then. My children have no understanding of what long wave or medium wave radio is. If I say to them, Spotify, SoundCloud, to them, that's radio. To reach an audience of 50 million people, it took television 13 years. For me, television has a kind of personal meaning. At a very young age, I grew up with a black and white TV. People remember black and white TVs? Okay, so we're on slightly older. There's more gray hair in the audience than me, which is, don't know if that's good or bad. For me, though, my parents couldn't actually afford a color TV. And in England, there was a company called Radio Rentals, new startup, and basically disrupting the media industry. I came home from school one afternoon, and there was a colour TV, three channels, BBC One, BBC Two, and BBC Three. And at 10 o'clock at night, there was no other channels. In order for that TV to work, I would have to put 50 pence pieces in the back of the TV. At a very young age, I realised and found a way of disrupting that television and getting the 50p back out. So basically, Radio Rentals were only making 50p at one time from myself. But at a very early age, I looked at that and thought, wow, that's very disruptive. It's a commodity, and it's a service. I'm paying for what I use. So that essentially, that was the early days of Netflix. But for me, that monetization, ease of use, simplicity have stuck with me for all the organizations that I've been with and all the technologies I've been involved in creating. To reach an audience of 50 million people, it took the internet 4 years. Who remembers a 33.6 bits per second modem? Who remembers Hayes? Who sees a Hayes modem now? They were here, they disappeared. US robotics came along. Simpler, easier, lower cost, mass adoption, disruption. Sony missed the MP3 player. Kodak missed digital. Nokia forgot all about innovation. Travel agents didn't see the internet coming. So we can go as far back as we want. Disruption is happening. It does happen, and it's the only thing that's guaranteed in any industry. To reach an audience of 50 million people, it took Facebook 2 years. I'd like to do a quick experiment. Could everyone stand up? Okay. Can you all sit down if you don't have a Facebook account? You don't have a Facebook account. If you have never been married, please sit down. If you have never been divorced, sit down. Interesting. To my point, technology is disrupting every part of our lives, be it personal or be it business. Facebook is the divorce lawyer's biggest sales channel. To reach an audience of 50 million people, it took Pokemon Go 19 days. 19 days. So we've gone from 38 years to 19 days for the adoption of 15 million people. Is that magic? Is there some science behind it? There's not. And as an industry, we need to look at the adoption rates of some of these technologies and consider how we bring this into our industry ourselves. Google. 3.5 searches, billion searches per day. To whom were these searches asked before Google? I used to go to the library. I used to walk down or go on my bike to the library, pick a big encyclopedia up, get a stamp, come home and go for it, do my homework and take it back. I have three boys. For them, why would they even use Google to search? They just ask Alexa. They do. It's a higher order service, an easier user experience. They get the same response back. Alexa, who invented X? Alexa, what's X times X divided by 5 times a billion? It does it. So what we're seeing is the evolution, the adoption of technology disrupting every part of our lives. Alexa has taken the user need to the next level. And we call this a higher order service. It's doing the same thing, simpler and easier. Digital disruption. 10 times more innovation. 1/10 of the cost. And 100 times the power. Compared to web and cloud disruption, digital disruption is cheaper, faster, more impactful, and yet to even start. One of the key elements that is underpinning digital disruption is the ability to understand user needs. And a question I put to everyone here this morning is, do we as an industry look at the user needs? The biggest problem I see in the tech industry is companies thinking about their needs and the desire to make profit and be successful. Only a small number of companies focus on the user need. And guess what? Those companies that are very, very successful and have adoption rates of 50 million in days, if not months, focus on the user need. You need to think carefully about what actually users want. Every company that has disrupted the market has focused 100% on the user need, the problem. We're entering a world of digital Darwinism. Digital disruption underpinned by meeting the need of the user, in turn driving the acceleration and the adoption across technology. And I think that's something we can learn from as an industry. Let me give an example. So if you haven't already gathered, I'm English, and I live on the southwest or in a village called North Somerset. We drink cider, really good cider, proper cider out of proper apples. And we eat cheese, cheddar cheese. And the English, unfortunately, have this reputation of drinking and partying. It's true. In my younger years, I was pretty good at it. But I would go to a pub or to a bar or to a club. And I had pains. I had user pains. And I also had user needs. So if you go to a bar or a bar or a club, what's your biggest frustration? Anyone? Sorry? Noisy? Oh, okay. No, this ain't for you. Sorry. If you like a drink and partying, you get into the party mode. Maybe it's not the right audience, but I thought we were tech. Okay. Lines, queuing up, running out of money. The quality, the yieldage of the drink is inconsistent. If you're into cocktails, that first cocktail was amazing. Second one, it's crap. Really? So that's what we call user needs. So this is a really good example of what I'm going to show you now of Tipsy Robot. It's solving two persona problems. Me as the user, consistent, simple, easy, consumable, it just happens. On demand. And then there's the bar owner or the club owner. He's got problems. He's got user needs. How does he prevent fraud, yieldage, quality, keeping the customer retention? So what's happened? That problem solved. Robots now. From a user perspective, my point of view, I get a consistent experience. It's on demand. The same quality of alcohol. I don't queue. I use an app. I don't have to go to the cash point when I've run out of cash. I can do it on an app. The owner of the club creates a quality user experience. Prevents fraud. Yielded. Maintains happy customers. This is a great example of disruption by meeting the user need and ultimately driving adoption, keeping retention, and ultimately meeting that user need. Innovation is not always about creating new technology, but about making the user experience easier and simpler. Thus, if you make something easier and simpler to consume, this will drive market adoption. Think about our industry. Is it easy to consume? Let me give you an example. Amazon S3 versus CDMI, Cloud Data Management Interface. It didn't matter what the storage industry stated, but it was what about the emerging market wanted. The entire storage industry decided the future for object storage was CDMI. The whole industry. Developers and new enterprises, my classification of new enterprises are those new businesses, the Netflix, the Ubers, the Teslas. So the developers and new enterprises found it was easier, less friction, to use S3. Within 3 years, the whole storage industry was disrupted and were using a proprietary S3 API. S3 is the industry standard now. So by making something simple and easy to consume, this organization here disrupted that whole market within a three-year period. It's all about the ease of use, ease of adoption, but the user need. Uber, one of the largest taxi companies in the world. Facebook, one of the largest media companies in the world. Alibaba, one of the world's largest retailers that own those stock. And then Airbnb, one of the largest hoteliers in the world. They've gone from zero to hero in years. But more importantly, they have a number of things in common. Data. They use data to make a business decision. In addition, they use that to create situational awareness, to understand the effects of the ecosystem that's going on around them and understanding the user need. But the key thing they have here in common It's what I call habit forming. It's a habit forming technology. Combining new technologies with new business models, spark new customer behaviors. This is called a habit forming business model. Uber, Tesla, Netflix, S3. Emerging anonymous technologies further enable these models and allow companies to be more efficient and automate products and service delivery. So now we have the rate of adoption, ease of use, executing on the user need, habit forming, and a bit of digital disruption with emerging technologies. That becomes a very, very powerful formula. Disruption is underpinned by meeting the need of the user and in turn driving the acceleration of adoption. As an industry, what are we doing to drive the adoption, making cryptography easy? We have an opportunity at work here. We have a number of forces coming together. 16 zettabytes. This is most probably the first audience in my life when I ask this question, 50% of the audience will put their hand up. Does anyone know how long a zettabyte is? Yeah, that's the most hands I've ever had in my life. It's really long, by the way, like really, really long. But 16 zettabytes of new information was created last year. 88 million people are going to be born into a data and algorithm economy this year. 90% of the world's data was created in the last 2 years. The amount of new technical information is doubling every 2 years. And I think we're helping with that, by the way. For students starting a four-year technical or college degree, this means that half of what they learn in the first year of study will be outdated by the third year of their study. That's how quick things are moving. The foundation of digital disruption is data that requires trust and protection. That's us. Data economy, disruption through data. All businesses have secrets which require us as a community to make them successful and in turn give that layer of trust. We are seeing an erosion of trust in the digital age across all technologies. Cryptography is a young science, though it's been used for thousands of years to hide secrets and messages. Cryptography as a science and perhaps an art just started around 100 years ago. However, it's really, really complicated. Really complicated. Last year, out of all breaches that were undertaken by the bad actors, only 1% of the breaches was what I would call a secure breach. They had appropriate cryptographic controls in place. 1%. Why is that? People know they need to protect data. They understand why. Is it because it's hard to do? Is it complicated? Are we a bunch of scientists, bunch of geeks? Most probably. Which is good. But as an industry, we've got to think about the user need and allow the adoption to just flow. Make it easier for people to consume. So we have this compound effect happening. We have this immense opportunity, the biggest opportunity as a community we're ever going to see in our life. We have digital disruption happening around us. Everything needs us. What do we do? There's new technology. Traditional approaches have to change. We have new business models. The bad guys are outwitting everyone. We can't solve problems by using the same old methods. To date, what we've had is solve the problems, fantastic. But we need to start thinking differently. We need to think about what is the user need, the evolution of security. When technologies spark new customer behaviors, corporate innovation becomes a priority. Is the industry evolving? We're lucky enough to have the technology that solves all the problems the world's seeing today from a trust, privacy, and a breach point of view. It's the only technology that provides confidentiality, integrity, accountability, and auditability. It's the last line of defense. We're not going to prevent a breach from happening, but in the event a breach happens, it's what I call a secure breach. The information, the device is rendered useless. I personally feel the wider market, or the information security market, hasn't really evolved. Technology is moving at a rate of knots. The industry, information security, has become static. Have more logging, have more reporting, have more dashboards. Doesn't solve the problem. We solve the problem in this room. However, have you ever asked a family member to implement any of your technology or start looking at cryptographic controls? Thank you. Yeah? When you start talking about bits and bytes and different algorithms, does your neighbor, when you're having a beer, fall asleep? Yeah. We need to make it exciting. We need to make it fresh. We need to make it easy, simpler. And guess what? In turn, adoption just happens. It accelerates. How many people wake up in the morning thinking of cryptography? Come on, let's be honest. Okay. How many people wake up thinking about a HSM? Come on, that's even more exciting. Yeah? Come on. Yeah? There you go. Good. We're getting truthful now. That's us. 99.99999999999% of the world don't think, wake up thinking of cryptography, algorithms, or HSMs. They don't. Not even our customers wake up thinking about it. They wake up in the morning because they have a problem. In order to solve that problem, they may think, well, okay, I need some integrity. I need a code. I need to sign that code. That's the user need. Further down the stack, low value down here, is what we do. We need to go higher up the stack and actually think about the user need. Make that cryptography, that device, that service, even the HSM that we're doing, clickable. Click, 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 click. Infinite scale. It just happens on demand. That's where we need to get to as an industry. This year, enterprises will consume crypto higher up the stack. They have to. Is it what we create? Is it the standards that we create as an industry? Maybe not. IoT and emerging tech will drive cryptographic use cases everywhere. There's no doubt. Cryptography and technology is transforming faster than ever. We've got new technologies emerging, less international standards, regional Pacific algorithms. The need is there. The demand is there. People want it. Blockchain is not a one-trick pony. It's this multi-headed beast. If you see it as a technology, you will implement it as a technology. If you see it as a business change, to change business process, that's how you will use it. If you see it as an enabler for change, you will use it for change. Blockchain is one of those technologies that will affect us as an industry, irrespective of what anyone in this room thinks. It's the layer of trust that would just be an overlay within the internet. Edge compute, it's happening. We don't care what anyone says. Does our technology allow people to consume cryptography into edge compute? It mass scale. Performance. 5G will only accelerate this. Serverless. Function as a service. We're talking about cloud. For me, cloud's been and gone. Infrastructure as a service is gone. Platform as a service is gone. Function as a service is the new cloud. I consume the resource at the function. How do I apply cryptographic controls to that? The new enterprises, this is where they're all going. How does that affect us? Biohack your body. For the really geeks out there and the really paranoid ones, there's startups now where you can actually install the master key with inside your body and access it through RFID and other authentication methods. Quantum is going to happen. We know it. Are we crypto agile? Are we enabling our customers to be crypto agile? So we have this perfect storm. More data than ever. Compliance, trust, and privacy. Only security controls that are closer to the data will prevent a breach and our attack from occurring. The opportunity for us is here today, and it's an immense opportunity. If we don't start thinking differently and delivering exactly the user need, as an industry, we will see disruption, if you like it or not. We've seen it where standards have been put in place. Technology has come along and disrupted that standard. The market, the industry, will accept what everyone else is aligning themselves to, where less friction. The signals are there already. A company called Let's Encrypt released a free X509 certificate at a time when certificates cost anything from $10 to $400. Guess what? It took them 19 months to issue 100 million certificates. Why? It was easy. Simple. It met the user experience. All of our conversations that we have to date are about security, are based around central stores. Everything we do in cryptography, it's a central store of authority. So guess what? We've just all created architectures and told large enterprises to centralize the key management. But guess what? The future is decentralized. We've got to think again, differently. Let's focus on the basics. How do we allow the user need to consume confidentiality, integrity, accountability, and auditability in a very simple way? Click, 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 it just happens. How do we package that and give that to the industry? To drive the user need, to drive the adoption. By doing that, in turn, we reduce the risks and we evolve ourselves as an industry. We need to adapt or become irrelevant. Digital disruption is very hard on the brain. It's not just about technical innovation, that new backup power supply, that new ETH report, or that new chip we've created, the new algorithm. We need to understand the situational awareness that is occurring in our industry. Embrace and consumption of new technology and supporting new emerging technologies. Adopting new business models and business processes. And finally, change is good. However, culture, industries, and people resist change. Thank you. Questions?